Attic Black Figure Lip Cup. Greek. Produced in or around Athens between 550 and 525 BCE. James Logie Memorial Collection, accession number 34.55. This lip cup is an ancient Greek vessel used for drinking wine. Although it is called a cup, it is much larger than a modern cup, more similar in size and shape to a shallow circular serving bowl. Overall, the cup is shorter than an average wine glass, but wider than an average dinner plate. Connected underneath the body of the cup via a thick stem is a round, disc-shaped foot about the circumference of an average mug. Two curved, horseshoe-shaped handles protrude out from opposite sides of the body. These are attached at the lower half of the bowl. An adult would likely only fit three fingers inside of the handles. The cup was probably lifted by placing two hands around the bowl just below the handles. The lip, which is referred to in the name lip cup, is an indent which runs around the inside of the cup, about halfway down the bowl. This is meant to catch the dregs from the wine when the cup is in use. The inside of the cup is painted with a polished black glaze. A circle in the centre of the bowl remains in the unpainted orange clay, and inside this circle is a painted black ring. This decoration is similar in appearance to a bull's eye. On the exterior, the body of the cup is a pale burnt orange colour, typical of a standard terracotta garden pot. The handles, stem and foot are painted glossy black, except for the outside edge of the foot, which is left in the unpainted orange. Around the body of the cup are two levels of decoration, evenly separated by a horizontal black strip of paint. In the upper band of both sides is a scene of a lion and a bull, painted in black, white and red. Both are almost mirror images of each other, as the animals are in similar poses. On one side, the animals are unengaged, yet the lion still stares at the bull with a wide open mouth as if roaring, and the bull dips its head as if about to strike with its horns. On the other side, the lion attacks the bull by reaching out a paw to the bull's head. Then, written on both sides of the lower band are tiny, indistinguishable and untranslatable Greek alphabet characters. Where each handle meets the body of the cup, a koru-like double spiral weaves out towards the inscription. The ends of these spirals are embellished by a red semicircle and black fan-shaped leaves of a palm tree.